The processional hymn, "On Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry announces that the Lord is nigh." On Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Tidings of the King of Kings. Welcome everybody to this carol service for Advent, and we are also thinking of the work of Star N.I., but more about that later in the service. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear on this Bible Sunday, in lessons from Holy Scripture, how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem the waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will bring all peoples and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world that God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God in the words that Christ himself taught us. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
To God's people in exile in a faraway land, the prophet Isaiah announces good news. God is coming back and bringing the exiles home. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice cries, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our Lord will stand forever. Thanks be to God.
The prophet Jeremiah offers hope for a righteous branch, a just king who is yet to come. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king, and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety, and this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Lesson 3, Zechariah 9 and 10. To a nation grown weary of war and weapons, God promises a king who will establish a reign of peace. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey is he. On a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot of Ephraim and the war horse of Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His denomination shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
The prophet Haggai promises to God's people a temple even more glorious than the temple of God. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The prophet Isaiah announces the renewal both of the land and of God's people on the coming day of redemption. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Thanks be to God.
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 35 and 38. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to a ruler whose reign shall never end. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, He saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Thanks be to God. As you know, we are today offering gifts for Star NI, which we know will be of great benefit to the needy young people involved, and we thank you, those of you who have brought along those gifts. They will be well used, I promise you. The collection today will be also in favour of Star Northern Ireland, and those of you who would wish, who haven't brought a gift this year, but would like to contribute towards the cost of one, please consider this in the collection today, which will be passed on to Star Northern Ireland. The collection carol, "Hills of the North Rejoice." Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of his first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we commit to God's care and love all those in any type of special need. Particularly all vulnerable people, in particular children, also the homeless, those sick or are recovering from sickness, and the bereaved. Remembering in particular Noel, Charles, and Christina and the family circle following the passing of Eva Dobson. Lord, in your mercy, go forth into the world in peace, be of good courage, hold fast that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May I thank everyone involved in this inspirational service for Advent, our organist and choir, the various readers, and everyone who has participated in any way, and to Colin Hassard for once again producing a most beautiful order of service. We very much regret to record the passing of Mrs. Eva Dobson, a long-standing parishioner of many years' standing. Her funeral will be in this church this afternoon at 2:30. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. On Thursday evening, choir practice in this church at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, there will be an early communion, a said communion service, at 9:30 a.m., but no service at 10 o'clock. This is to facilitate the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols for Christmas, which will take place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with the music led both by a united choir of both our parishes and also participating the choir of Anna Hilt Primary School, as has been a long-standing tradition on such an occasion. We hope to have the mayor in attendance with us, and there will be seasonal refreshments in the parochial hall afterwards. So I do hope that what is always a very well-received and popular service in the liturgical life of our parish will be well-supported this year as well. So a reminder about next Sunday, said communion at 9:30, no service at 10 o'clock, Christmas service of 9 lessons and carols at 3 o'clock, followed by light refreshments in the hall. And this day, fortnight, at the usual time of 10 o'clock, there will be a crib service with the Bailey's Mills accordion band taking part. The recessional hymn, Hark the Glad Sound, the Saviour. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.